Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Red Sox are red hot.
Yep.
They just played the Orioles, but last night they played Minnesota and shut down that high-powered
Porcello
offense.
Porcello, right?
Yeah, Rick Porcello pitched. I think it was 7 scoreless innings, and the bullpen didn't blow it, and they beat Minnesota. So the Sox are hanging in there in the American League East. They're still, I think it's 7 games back in the loss column. But obviously a long way to go in this season. The Red Sox are starting to play much better baseball. They are 5.5 games back now in the American League East. They've won 6 in a row. And if the season ended today, the Red Sox would be in that wild card picture. The other surprise team, not that the Red Sox are a surprise team, but a surprise team would be the Texas Rangers. The Rangers are 6 games above .500. They've played very well, and they've gotten some surprise years from veterans until he got hurt. Hunter Pence was having a really good year. And Lance Lynn, the former Yankees, pitched incredibly well. So Texas is hanging in there in that American League West. The Indians are still in the picture. They're a few games above .500. The Oakland A's are a game above .500. And maybe the Angels will make a run. They just got Justin Upton back from the injured list. They're hanging around .500. I think after that, you know, the White Sox have hung around, but they're probably a year or two away. The Mariners stink. The Tigers stink. The Blue Jays stink. And then you get to the really awful, like the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. So when it's all said and done, I expect that 3 teams from the American League East will make the playoffs.
Yes, Tampa and the Red Sox in a wild card game.
Oh, you're giving the Yankees the division? It's over?
Yeah, I do. I think
done.
That, I
We're
do think they're winning.
It.
I think they're winning the division. Yes.
Well, they should, because I think they're better than the other two teams.
Yeah,
I think they are.
They haven't even put their best team on the field yet.
No. The Red Sox still need to make a big move for a reliever.
Yep.
And what's going to be tough is that I think every team in baseball, except the Yankees probably, they're going to be saying the exact same thing. Hey, we need to go get a reliever. Hey, we need to go get a reliever. And here's the problem. We name those bottom teams in the American League, the Orioles, the Royals, the Blue Jays. What reliever are they trading? Mm. They don't have any good relievers.
I got a reliever I'll trade for a nice package.
Who's that?
Edwin Diaz.
He'd get a lot back.
I'm telling you.
He would get you a lot back.
I don't think it's nuts to say this, especially if they fall out of it.
Well, it's nuts because then they're not winning next year.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, how are they building a bullpen? How are they building a bullpen?
But here's the thing. How they build it. I think I know what Diaz is already. Okay?
What is he?
I don't think he's any good. So he had one good year with somebody else.
Now he's bad. He's had two months and he's bad.
Who are we trading? Dennis Eckersley here?
I didn't say that. But okay, well, then tell me how you're building the bullpen.
You build it like you always do. You throw it. You don't want it at the wall and hope that these guys have good years because that's the only way you can do it. What other way is there?
You get good players.
But who's good consistently?
Diaz is better than the rest of the garbage in baseball. Like, you're simply saying he stinks, get rid of him.
If I could get a solid package for Edwin Diaz, I would trade him
and
tomorrow.
And then you've got to build a bullpen again.
Tomorrow I trade
him. How are you doing that?
Oh, I'm just saying.
No, you're not saying. How are you building this time?
They gave $1 million. They gave $80 million to Jeurys Familia.
Right.
They signed Justin Wilson, who's not even on a team. He didn't even pitch.
You're proving my point.
But that's the point. So what's the difference? So you're doing it the same way you always
do. So you're not building a bullpen.
What you're doing is you're throwing it at the wall and hoping these are the right guys. That's what they did here.
No, you got to get the right guys.
But they didn't. So what's the difference doing it next year?
The guys outside of Diaz are the wrong guys. See, Edwin Diaz has been a New York Met for how many months? 3 months now?
And he fits right in.
Oh, hold on a second. He's been a Met for 2.5 months.
Right.
He's been bad for about a month. Is that fair?
Yes. So you have declared
That month means more than the rest of his career.
Here's what I declare. That's what you said. That relief pitches basically are lousy pitches to begin with.
Right.
So I got a chance to get something for a guy that I don't think is that good to begin with, number one. And if I could get a decent package out of him on a team that's going nowhere, I would do it. That's what I'm saying.
No, and I don't think that's the wrong part. The wrong part is you then have to build one next year since you're going to expect the Mets to win next year.
Okay.
You're going to then look to trade for Edwin Diaz.
That's what you're going to do, right?
You're going to call up the team.
Why do I think Edwin Diaz is any good?
Because last year, there's 20 Edwin Diaz out there. Not like last year,
yeah,
no.
Okay.
How many guys?
Right.
Are there
20 of them.
There are.
Yeah, because anybody could be Edwin Diaz for a year like he was last year. last
but
year.
But they haven't.
That's what I think.
But that's not true because there aren't right. there aren't 20 guys who've had that kind of year in the last 2 years.
I believe pitchers are basically lousy pitchers who are borderline major leaguers.
Right.
And that's the problem.
Right. Yes, you're right about that part. But let's get back to that other part, which is, are there really 20 guys who've had a year as good as Edwin Diaz in the last 2 years?
I don't know.
No,
but
no,
you know
the
what?
Answer is no. The answer is I don't know.
Have another year like that.
I get that.
But you have it for my team.
No, hold on a second. I get
He's
that.
He's not even Armando Benitez. He really isn't.
No, because
Benitez would be good until the big games. This guy stinks already.
I agree. He has stunk for a month and a half. But again, how do you replace him?
You
gotta give me a reason. I'm taking
the same shot that I did with these guys this year.
So you're saying, here's what you're saying.
Jeruse Familia was a good pitcher at one time, wasn't he?
He was.
Okay.
But he wasn't as good as Edwin Diaz last year.
He was pretty good when he was the closer. He was a good closer until he got to the big games and gave it up.
Agreed. He was Armando Benitez.
Edwin Diaz is way ahead of that. He hasn't even got to the good games and he's given it up.
But he doesn't have a 7 ERA. Jeruse Familia is far worse than Edwin Diaz.
Just wait.
He's not gonna have a 7 ERA. I'm not that negative.
Okay. I am.
But no, I get that. But you also can't discard a guy after 1 month. If you did that, the Mets would have no players ever. Because they'd have a bad month to get rid of them.
I look at relief pitchers differently than I look at real baseball players. I look at these guys, they're kickers in the NFL. They have one good year, and they stink. And maybe Edwin Diaz has had his one good year. That's my point.
But usually,
so let me get something for him now while people still think he's any good.
See, I'm taking the gamble that he's going to be better than what he's just been.
I
can't after one bad month, and I'm not defending the month, and I'm certainly not defending relievers in general, because like, here's the funny thing, what we're talking about right now. I agree with half of what you're saying, right? I agree that most relievers are lousy. I agree that they're kickers. I agree that relievers can ruin a bad year, and I think that most of the time when you build a bullpen, you're getting lucky. I agree with that part. I'm with you. Where I'm not with you is discarding Edwin Diaz after one bad month.
All right.
And thinking that every reliever has the kind of year he had last year. That's not normal.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's ever going to have that again.
Yeah, but I got to take the gamble that he is. Because if he isn't, how are you finding relievers? You're just going to sign a bunch of garbage guys
and
hope that they're good? No,
what they did.
No, that's the other guys, not the closer at the end of games. That's not him.
Yeah, all right. Look, I mean, I hope I'm wrong. I hope Edwin Diaz turns out to be a quality closer. I don't think it's ever happening. I think he had his year. He's a typical relief pitcher. They're all the freaking same. They're all the same.
So if they keep Edwin Diaz, right, which they are.
Because Brody's not going to say, well, you know, I made this great trade and now I'm going to dump him.
No, and I'm not Brody. I'm not arguing it because of that. I'm arguing it because I still think he's good and I'm not just getting rid of him. So I'm not using that as my argument because I wouldn't.
Right.
3 years from now, he's still the Met closer. When you say what is he? Like, what are his numbers? Which is ERA?
I will tell you right now, and I won't be here doing this anymore, I will be shocked if Edwin Diaz is still closing for the Mets in 3 years.
In 3 years?
Yep.
I hope he is.
I will be shocked.
Look, if he falls off the roof, like you are...
I think he's already slipping down the roof.
Well, he's had a bad month. I agree with you on that. But I can't say he's off the roof completely yet.
He's got at least a couple toes off the roof.
He's off the roof when he has a bad year and then another bad year. Right. Then he's off the roof.
I'm telling you right now, I will be shocked if this guy's still on the Mets in 3 years.
You know what I think he is, if I had to predict? And this is not like this all-world compliment, but it's more positive than you are. I think he's going to be a typical up and down, mostly good, but up and down closer for the next 3 years. Assuming he stays healthy, that's what I think he is.
Okay.
I think that's important because I think that's even tough to find.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
If you just discard him and I don't even know what kind of prospects we're talking about, you then next year, when we're sitting here, because you'll be here next year.
I will.
Next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
But barring death.
Okay.
God knows what else.
And we're debating the Mets offseason.
Right.
And one of the better relievers is Dellin Betances. What are you going to do? You want to throw 4 years, $45 million
at him? I got more confidence in Dellin Betances than Edwin Diaz. I still do, though.
And there were times in which the Yankees couldn't even use him.
All right. Well, the Yankees also have a loaded bullpen.
Well, I'm not talking about the Yankees. I'm talking about in general. He was so bad that the Yankees couldn't use him at times. I agree, mostly he's been a good reliever.
Yes.
But to your point of relievers being up and down, now you want to get in a bed with him for 4 years?
I don't. Look, right now, I'm not interested in getting in a bed with anybody. Any relief pitches.
Here's my
I just think that these guys are just, they're bad. They're bad pitchers, these guys. And I've said this over and over again with baseball. This is a major, forget all the, see, for all the analytic garbage that they throw at you,
right?
Nobody's got an answer for lousy pitchers getting the biggest outs of the games.
I'm going to tell you, I got two answers for that. Number one, stop overusing your bullpen arms because then they get weaker.
Okay.
And number
two,
Have your bet. What happened last night should not be an anomaly. I'll leave it at that with Tanaka. That should not be an anomaly.
No, I'm 100% with you on that. But of course they shouldn't.
But I agree. Most relievers are up and down and stink. The Mets need Edwin Diaz to not be that.
I understand that.
He needs to be Kenley Jansen and Craig Kimbrell, the guys who haven't been up and down over the last 10 years.
Right. Well, you've got a lot more confidence than I do that he's going to be either one of those guys.
Oddly, in this case, I do. Because 5 days ago, we were reversed in certain optimisms about this team.
Right.
But this is the one thing I guess I'm actually more optimistic than you are about.
You know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.